Hey David, how's it going?
Not bad. How are you, Tom?
Not too bad. Going insane is normal.
Well, at least good company.
Exactly. I'm just going to try to do this before the meeting, but I got tied up with a whole bunch of other things, so I'm doing it right now. I'm just updating the edit form quick. So that we can look at it a little bit more in detail because it may impact the display form. But I usually give people 5 minutes to come in late after away. So,
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
I'm missing that one. No. That's the one. Dum, 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 dum. This one. This one. Yeah. And also, right before this is what is it? PC that I'm on, so I thought this time of year is supposed to be quiet. Whatever it is. That's going to go. Lost my screen. We forget that one. Oops. Think we might have. No, we did not. I thought we forgot field. It's, I skipped over it. What is it? It should be after the long one. XD is great, but every once in a while I accidentally grab the wrong thing. We're about four after, so I think we're probably good to go. Let me so I can do these last few fields because these are just okay. There we are. Let me go ahead and start sharing my screen and get everything around here. Boom. Yep, I know it's being recorded. Where's why is it moving over there? There's chat. Okay. So last time, and sorry, the screen is a little bit of a mess. We were talking about the basically if you're looking at settings, and ignore the man behind the curtain over here. But if you're looking at settings and looking at lost item policies. And then looking at a policy, what this summary breakdown looks like. And this one right here is kind of, I believe, where we landed on. So I did change some of the names around after our meeting to remove the fee and fine references. So now everything is instead charge. So under charges, we have charge type for item, replacement processing charge, item. Processing charge. And I did try to go through and make these that they were a little bit like they made sense with the word charge. Because originally I think this apply lost item processing charge if item declared but lost by patron. I think that was where is it? Charge loss processing fee if item declared by patron was the original text. So I did try to change the text around slightly to make it a little bit more sense. But if everyone wants to just kind of read through these quick, is there any that jump out that don't seem to make sense or read properly to you? Or if there's any other comments that anyone has on the layout or anything else of that nature, the floor is open. Like caffeinate. I'll give everyone a minute or two to read through everything. So I wasn't sure. Was that a blurb or okay? I think it was just background noise. Everyone need more time or?
How? What do you think about the heading "Lost Timing"? It sounds first. I didn't even get what it means. Is there a way to say it differently? Or is it just me and everyone else is fine? It feels like timing that was lost.
Right. So would timing make more sense? So this is supposed to be the, and that's why it's recording here. The idea was, we could do that. That actually, Robert's suggestion makes sense. So,
Yeah, I think it's better.
Okay. What's that suggestion? What does everyone else think? Any objections? Anyone have any other timing? Any other wording that they think might work a little bit better for that?
That seems fine to me. We don't use the hyphens anywhere else for Age Lost, I don't think. That's the only thing. But that's pure pedantry.
Nope. I like it. Consistency is a good thing. So they don't use them anywhere else, so let's drop them out of there. You're correct. Age Lost. Now, the only other one that's kind of bother me slightly is this piece right here for lost items not charged, closed the loan after. And the way I'm looking at this, and please chime in if you feel the same way or completely different, it feels like this is meant for recalls only and not a setting for both. So I'm not sure if moving this would make more sense, like moving it up here towards the top might make more sense, or if it would make more sense under the charges part.
Is there anybody who's on the call who's actually using this setting?
We were a while back. We said it accidentally and it was a big mistake.
But you do have you
well,
do
that's
have
a
to
little
put
different.
In, you do have to put in something if you use Age to Lost, don't you? Isn't it mandatory?
Well, yes, for up here you do, but this one is optional. This one you can leave empty.
Yeah, you would not, because like we would never want to use that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying no one would, but that's why I was saying like maybe if someone who actually would want to use this setting would have an opinion. I agree it looks I think it would, to me, it would make more sense above the recall section, or at least having one of those horizontal lines separating it more clearly from the recall section, like you have between recall and Age to Lost above. Because I think the problem of moving it above is it makes it look more like it's part of age to loss, but not part of recalls.
And I was thinking of the other option I was thinking of is moving
Like
it
up
right
in
up here, but
charges, yeah.
yeah, under the charges, because there is some policy.
Could you?
Sorry, I
So
thought I heard.
could, sorry, could we get lost after recall? Because that seems unnecessary to yeah, this one. Would that make it clearer?
So if we were to do what did I do? Well, that's why I selected the background. So if we were to do that instead.
Yeah, for some reason that is actually a lot clearer to me.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks better.
Is why I like doing UI manipulation directly here because you can actually get to see what it looks like. Okie dokie. So, based on this, I started working on the edit form. Let me double check and make sure I got the right one here. Yes, this is it here too. So if we go based on the above, this would disappear here. So that would no longer have a break between recall and lost. I do need to put this down here. This is going to be replacements. Sorry for running around this. And we already talked about last time that replacements are kind of going to be grayed out, which actually is good because these are already grayed out here. So what do we have first though? Actually, this is easier if I do it this way. Sorry. Are replacements allowed? If a replacement is given. And we'll just do this replacement processing charge. So we have all the fields here. I keep doing that every time I grab it. Let's see, there we go. And this will come up here. Okay, so our edit form would now look like this. Ah, wait, actually, this goes away. That's down below. Let me double check. Oh, we have replacement processing charge in two places. Let's drop it from there. I think that makes sense to keep the replacement processing charge up here, although this should probably be grayed out. This should probably be changed to dash since we're going to kind of disable the replacement stuff. Okay. So if we do that, oops, and I'm saying, this is what our form would look like now. So you have charges, charge type for item, set cost or actual cost, replacement charge, which we are going to gray out, item processing charge, apply loss processing charge if item declared by patron. Apply loss item processing charge. This is basically the same exact layout that's up there. The only thing is some of these are interconnected. For instance, some of the options that you select down here enable or disable other fields. So I'm wondering if that's going to cause confusions or not. The biggest one that I'm thinking of right now is probably the replacement ones. I'd have to look through all of these to see exactly which ones are interconnected with which ones. But for instance, if replacements are allowed, that would turn on the replacement processing charge field. And same thing with these lost item processing charges. This lost item processing charge needs to be turned on in order for this field and this field to be active.
Yeah, I mean, if the replacements functionality was there, it would almost make sense to put it above so that you're sort of working through the form vertically so that you would have already made a decision there, and that might make the graying out or not graying out make more sense. But since it doesn't do anything, I mean, should we just rem I mean,
Well, we can remove it, or the other option too is traditionally this display form has been a mirror, or this display has been a mirror of the actual edit form. Or should we just kind of go the radical route that we lay these out in a different order? Or would people, do you think people would find that even more confusing? So, for instance, this could be moved down here. Let's see. We could do the lost items processing charges. This stuff could be moved up here. With then the fee underneath it so that you're selecting and going down the form.
I think so. I think I would expect users not to be able to see the full form at once. And so if they get to the bottom of replacements and say, yeah, I want to allow replacements, then they try to save, they've got to go find the error of, oh, there was some required field. Or in this case, it would just be they didn't enter a value for a processing charge because they didn't realize they could have.
Right.
I do like the idea of putting those related things together. Is there a reason we couldn't change the view page to align with the logical edit order?
Mean, we could. I mean, we can keep this in sync with the other one. What that would do is take the replacement charge here and move this down here, and reorder these, or possibly reorder these. I think the reasoning behind this layout, though, was it would give somebody the ability, anyone who was looking at just the detail page, it would give them a very quick glance of what was actually being charged. Where otherwise you have like this fee down here, and then this might be like four or five lines down.
Yeah, I agree. That's important, having a snapshot of the charges all in one place.
Yeah, but at the same time, I can also see, replacement pro like, I mean, again, you just have to learn what these things mean ultimately. Like any system, like you can't make it 100% intuitive to everybody, but replacement processing fee and lost item processing fee, like at least if you have everything under replacements, it does, at least to me, give you a better context for what the heck the thing is. I don't know. I could be convinced either way. I honestly don't think people are going into these settings particularly often to get the answers to these kinds of questions.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of the, and a lot of the people that are going in here are the ones that probably made the changes so they know where they're looking, or they might know what they're looking at. I'd be interested to see if any institutions are giving people view access to the policies, because there is when you're in. Let's see. Let me find Bugfest here quick. Actually, I can just use our environment. I'll just go into my account because I don't care if anyone sees my stuff. I give consent. It's my junk. Let's see. And I know I have some feeds and fines in there that were old. At least I should. So I do know, like, if you're on the fees and fines screen, you can go in here and see the loan details. And within the loan details, they do have we do have links in here to some of the different policies and that. So right here we have the overdue fee and fine policy, and it takes you right to this view page. Same thing with the loss policy. I'd be curious to see how many people actually allow that for everyday circ staff.
I think that we do allow that. I'm not 100% positive, but that's sort of my argument for keeping the replacement stuff with the replacement stuff and the lost item fee with the lost item fee is that I actually feel like somebody who doesn't look at these screens all the time is more likely to understand the distinction if they are kept separate. Here's everything to do with here is a lost item. Do we or do we not allow replacements? All of that is together. But that's, I mean, I don't have a strong opinion about any of this.
Olga, were you trying to say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we do allow staff to see all those settings as of Ramsons because before Ramsons, it was kind of more difficult to allow. Like the permissions were weird. Anyway, they can't do it now, and so I allowed that in when we updated to Ramsons. So it was, I think, April. And between April and now, I didn't have a single question from staff about it. So I don't know if they don't look or maybe they understand everything. So it could go either way.
What so okay, so in that case, let's do this then. Let's move the replacement processing charge down here. Because it sounds like the only people that might quote unquote affect, I'll say affect is, or the ones that might impact them more is people that are just starting to use Folio. But it sounds like the grouping might make it easier. So I, well, let's do this. Let's put the replacement processing charge above the other two. Because that would mimic the layout up here. Okay, so does that, how does that change this form here? That's their phone too. That means the form is still out of sync. Actually, okay, so let's do this then. Let's just bounce this back down. So we can keep this. Well, we want to do that. I keep forgetting that that's not a window, it's a box. Okay. So for replacements, we have replacements allowed. If lost item replaced, remove the lost item processing fee and then replacement processing charge. Does that order kind of make sense for everybody for replacements, which I know we're not doing right now, but so please don't spend a huge amount of time on it, but because we can always change it later. I take that as a general yes. Okay, so then under charges, we have the charge type for the item, actual cost, and set cost. Apply loss as processing charge if applied loss by the system. And then we have declared by patron, returned or renewed, remove, loss item processing charge. And this is, it's back up. Whoops. Stop doing that. Does this order seem to make sense for people under the charges section? Would it make more sense to have the lost item processing charge just below the apply item processing charge if age to lost by system and below this one by declared by patron and then the removal policy underneath it, or does that seem, or is it kind of six and seven, or yeah, I guess
Anyway, I
the
think that probably makes more sense.
okay. What's the new terminology? Six and seven? Isn't that it? What all the kids are
Six,
using now?
seven.
Six, seven,
You
yeah.
don't say the and.
Six,
So I
seven.
don't understand. Yeah, six, seven.
Six of
Okay.
one, seven of the
Well,
other.
hold on. Sorry, Robert, what?
Six of one, seven of the other.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from. Yeah.
It's a Gen Alpha meme that means nothing. I mean, literally, like, it means nothing. And it's being done to irritate adults, largely elementary school teachers, who are losing their minds.
And just like everybody in my generation, I learned about it through South Park.
I mean, is there a case to be made to put the charges both together? So there's the item charge and then there's the processing charge, and then you talk about the criteria for applying the processing charge.
So this charge and this charge, put them together.
Well, I think the thing is, if you said no to both apply, then lost item processing charge gets grayed out. Those have to be set before lost item processing charge would have a value. So I
Okay.
think that's the argument for keeping it as it is.
That is the yes. That is correct. These options are connected to this one, and same thing with this one. Like these options are kind of interconnected. You have to have one of these selected in order for these two to become active.
Then I rescind.
I believe also this one. Oh, never mind. That one
That
is
one's
separate.
actually separate, yeah.
Yeah. These two are separate, so they're independent of everything else. Okay, and then underneath that we have our timing. So we want to switch this from lost timing to H2 lost timing, so it matches the other one. We have items H2 lost after, patron billed after, recalled after, H2 lost after, patron billed after. And then underneath that, we have the lost items not charged after blah, 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 blah. This is the interval that you will close the loan. Does that make, that's in line with the ones up there, but does that make sense to everybody? I want to say to, let me double check. I did extend these out a little bit so that it's more spread out on the page. Ooh, wrong page.
But that first box is going to be numbers, right?
Yes.
Is that a little big for putting in a number up to three digits or something?
We could shrink it down.
I mean, yeah, this feels like it's outside my expertise, but that would be my thought.
When
Yeah,
we
I
add
can.
those settings, are they part just one third of the screen, or is it the full page?
This is something I was going to ping Kimmy about and see how they were breaking these out. It may be that these get spread out to more like that. And sorry, the select interval was independent of this box, so I was pulling it out. But maybe that gets more stretched out, that is actually across the entire page. I think the other option we can possibly use is that it's two-thirds of the page, which would drop it down to about where I think where I had it, or close to where I had it. Two-thirds might actually end here, so I might actually make both of these boxes slightly smaller.
Yeah, I agree. Smaller boxes will probably make more sense because it's just one, two, three digits, and they are so wide.
So maybe drop it down to, I think that would be about two-thirds there. So more like that.
I like that. And then to match our wording above, it's aged to lost with the D. I think.
So make this one slightly smaller.
Yeah,
Why
we
are
could.
you guys not in there? Get over there. There we go. Get back where you belong.
Yeah, and I'm just talking about the heading, age to lost timing. That's
Oh, I'm sorry.
aged in the other version, in the other section.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see what you mean. I see what you mean. Sorry. Thank you.
That's
Yes.
all.
That brings it, seems to bring it more in line with everything. I'm actually wondering if they can, with this too, is drop this. Sorry, this is just driving me nuts, and I don't know why. If they could even do something like that so that these are kind of in line. This is a page break on here, so sorry, it was right in the middle of that. So that way they're a little bit more in line. I'm not sure if they can do that or not, but
I
then
mean,
just the
I don't know if you're proposing like a wholesale change to how it's currently done, but like the current layout has it kind of like a heading with below it, the two fields. So I don't know if that's going to be the case going forward, or if you or if we're proposing changing it in this way right now.
Yeah, I was thinking of changing it to this one. I mean, but
Okay.
does this one make it, if this does this layout, oh, sorry. Yeah. Is this layout clearer for people? Because I can easily switch the other ones to that, and make the entire form slightly more compact. If I did this row, just kept in the same layout. And then we could make all these basically the same.
Sure.
Okay. To change this quick. You go over here. So I don't say lost. I'm going to change this to, because the other one says for recalled items, for lost items. Does that make sense changing that wording? Because this is recalled items aged to lost after. So. Items aged to lost after patron billed for lost items. Yes, patron billed for lost items. recalled items age after patron bill for recalled items.
Lost recalled items.
That lost recall items.
We're gonna have after some of them. Could we just have after all of them? Because it's all the same meaning, right? That it's after X interval, late. Patron billed for lost items after 6 days late. Patron billed for lost recall items after. I mean, I don't mind the late. I'm just saying after in the headings. But either way.
Shoot, sorry. I was trying to just get that wording in there. So just drop the after, I'm sorry.
I'm saying add it in the two places where it's not there, since the
Ah,
meaning
I see
seems
what you're doing.
parallel to me.
So here.
Apologies, but I kind of like the late because I do feel like it's not billed after 1 week. It, not 1 week after the checkout. It's 1 week after it's due. Maybe after due date or a recall date. I don't know. But also, do people read that as a sentence with boxes in the
That's the
middle?
intention. I think that's the intention. That's kind of how, and I might have this reworded out so that this is a sentence. But I think that was the original intention. Items aged to lost after 5 weeks overdue. Patron billed for lost items after 10 days aged to lost. Recalled items aged to lost after 5 days overdue. Patron billed for lost recalled items after 4 days aged loss.
I'm okay with that.
And what I might do is see if they can make this actually read out as a sentence instead of possibly having. So it's more like that
Yeah,
instead of
that's
having it
nice.
as two different lines. The question would be, though, how do you deal with things that don't have a setting? Actually, I think actually that might be okay though. Because if it doesn't have a setting and we put this in this sentence format like that, it would just be like that. Patron billed for recalled items after aged to lost. And it would just be a blank there. I think that would be a visual indication that there's no setting to it. So I think that actually might work out okay. Then move this up for 20 weeks. Okay. So I'll rework those so that they're more of a sentence structure instead of the multi-line. And then this we can shrink down. And put this in line with the other ones so that everything is fairly nice and neat. Because otherwise I'm going to go insane. How does that look to everybody? Does that look good? Does it make sense? It does, yes. Okay. Let's see. Do I have the overdue one in here? Sorry. If I don't have the overdue one here, I might say, oh, here we go. Oh, never mind. Me see if this is the one that I was working on. No, this is how it currently is set up. So let's go ahead and start with this one. And what I will do is add a new box so we can start playing around with this. So this is the overdue policies. Let's look at these and see if we want to move any of this stuff around. So right now we have, actually, no, this was one I was working on because these are out as two columns. Currently, this is a one column layout instead of two column layout. So the things are stacked on top of each other. Do we want to try to rework this to match the lost find policies? Or do we want to, or So with the, let's actually start with these breakouts, I guess. How do people feel about the two column layout versus one column layout? In the other one, we're actually using a one column layout. So does it make sense to keep that consistency among the two?
Is there also a question of consistency between the view and edit screens?
The edit screen for the overdue find policies is a single column. So if we move this into single column, that would keep it consistent between the two. So in that case, let's move this back to single column. So we're looking at the overdue find, close counts, forgive.
Just glancing at it, it doesn't feel like an overwhelming like need to scroll vertically if it's all stacked in a single one. So I would be inclined to maybe keep it that way.
Sorry. So, okay, let's move this back. Maximum. I think the worst one, the biggest one that people had issues with was the oops. The loss policy because it was so jumbled up that it was hard to understand how they connected to each other. Let's see, items withhold. Okay, so the items withhold part is actually new functionality that I was going to talk about if we want to start having these finds with items withholds on it. And then reminder fees is current functionality. Create on close day, no grace periods, grace periods. Okay, so these are, sorry, if you hear squawking in the background, my bird has all of a sudden decided that she needs to be very vocal. If anyone wants an African gray, just let me know. I will ship her to you. She may not be in one piece when she gets there, but I will ship her to you. They are like a 5-year-old. So actually, Joe, I'm looking at you. You have a lot of experience with 5-year-olds. I think you'd be a good candidate.
My oldest son asked if he could get a pet bird, and so when you offered that up, I was tempted.
She's young yet. She's only 20. She's only between, I think, 17 and 20 years old. So she's still a baby. Well, she's still youngish. Yeah, I'll put it that way. So they, because they can live, it's there's a few of them that I thought I've heard them living up to 60 years.
Wow.
So yeah, they're long-lived birds, but they're also very noisy. And she wants attention, so she's just going off to no end. I put
She'll
South Park on her for
fit
her.
right in.
I put South Park on her for she has something to watch, but apparently she's bored with that. So okay. So we're fine leaving this the way it is currently because this seems to make sense for everybody. I would assume that also means that I think I have the form in here. Let me look, which I think is, sorry for moving around again. I think is down here. If not, I can just bring our other form. No, I do not. Those are data exports, so I'll just use this one. This is just in our live system, so it's okay. It's just overdue fine, but I am assuming everybody is fine with the layout of this form as well. I'll go through and reword everything. So instead of fine, this will say charge, so that everything is using the consistent charge verbiage. But is there anything on this form that is confusing to people? Doesn't make sense? Should be in, they feel should be in a different order? Okay. I'd like.
I would just say in general, with all of this, as I look at it, I like the places where we've had got the little info button that takes you out to things, and I just think we should sort of be deploying that by default, wherever we can.
The info button. Oh, you mean the question marks?
So yeah, the little question marks, I guess, yeah.
Okay.
But that's just a broad feedback, like a, you know, that's not any particular form.
Right. And actually, that's possible something that we could do.
I was going to second that motion from David that I love having the documentation in the application itself that you can do a quick reference of instead of hunting on Confluence for days.
I don't know what you're talking about. Everything is so easy to find in Confluence. So perhaps one thing that we could do, dialogues, transformation tables. Sorry, I keep losing my, as you can see, I've been playing with this a lot.
And maybe it's not a bunch of them on every section or every field, but maybe it's even just one at the top of the form that links you out to the, because for the most part, I think the documentation for a particular form should all be together.
Right. And
But
I was kind of wondering is what about every section? Like for part of the section header for like charges.
yeah, that seems like a good thing to me. Like with replacements, right? Like, oh, what are they talking about with replacements? Click.
Exactly. I like that. I mean, and it could have a brief blurb in there. I do think, and that's something I'll talk, I can chat with the devs about, because right now, and this is part of the issue, and I think one reason why I don't think Folio likes to use these info blurbs is because they are encoded into the UI, and then they need to be translated for every language that we support. I'm kind of wondering though, and then also if something changes, they need to be updated. It's something else that the PL has to look at to update. If this could instead be changed that it goes to an external link, i.e., the Folio documentation, because we already have a lot of this documented, and in theory, that documentation should be being updated as things are changing in the Folio system. And there is different version selects in there. So instead of keeping some of these help blurbs, especially if we go the route where we have something here for just charges and has a general question mark, it just dumps you into the documentation that goes over what these settings actually are, what are the charges and how they work. I really like that. So okay, I
yeah.
will go through. Oh, sorry.
No. I was just saying, anything that keeps you from having like, well, we have this documentation in two different places and we've managed to get them out of sync again for the fifth time.
Exactly. I like that idea. I don't see any reason why we couldn't outlink to the documentation website. The browser may throw up a message saying that it's going to an ex you're being redirected to an external URL. But again, that's kind of like people knowing how the system works. But I like that idea. Okay. I will go through and reword the other form. I will get the other form in here with the new wording in that. I will add the question marks to link to external documentation and get these written up. I'm hoping, as I said before, that the one front end dev for Vega has some free time, so I might be able to get this on his plate to start working on some of these updates. Since they are basically all UI based, there is no back end work needed for it. I guess the other question is originally, I don't know, I think this might be completely out of his realm too. As I was going through this whole fee find thing, I wanted to start pulling the fee find settings into a new section, specifically out of circulation. And we don't have to get into huge depth about it now because I don't know if you can do it, but what are people's thoughts on that? Particularly removing like the policies out of circulation. Because right now, notice policies are in there and fee fine policies are in there. Would this be a huge inconvenience if fee fine policy is removed to a separate section? Or is it kind of six one way, half a dozen another?
Yeah, I think it's that's a challenge either way because of the the notices being used for manual charges and things like there's always they're already crossover. There's definitely convenience in saying the five circulation policies you need are configurable from the screen, but I don't know.
Yeah, and right now, so okay, maybe I'll jump in. I'll post a more general question to Slack and as well and see what people think too. Because yeah, that's one thing that kind of irks me with it is that goes without saying. If you find overdue and lost item policies are here under circulation, but then you have to go down to users to get all the other fee find settings. And somewhere in here, and I can't remember where, there's the some of the main, as you said, like some of the manual notice settings. So if I can get him to start pulling these into a new setting location, I might have him start doing that as well. But okie dokie. Well, kids, I will get some other work done. I'm gonna let everyone go a little bit early because it's like 5 minutes early. And I'll get all this mocked up and the tickets start written up and see what I can do. But thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. See you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate your work.
Thanks.